Father, bless these words to our heart, in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Proverbs 23. In verse 23, buy the truth and sell it not. Do not sell it. Young people, God is telling you, buy the truth. What does that mean, buy the truth? Well, no matter what you do, you're always buying something and you're always selling something. You're always getting something and you're always giving something up. And so what the Bible says here is buy the truth, get the truth, and don't let it go. The truth is unbelievably important. It's the most important thing that you will ever have in your life, is the truth. Why? In John 17:17, the Word of God is truth. In John 14:6, Jesus is the truth. And so when you buy the truth, you are sacrificing something. Yes, sometimes there is a sacrifice. Sometimes you may have to give something up for it. And you're giving it up to get a relationship and a friendship with God. Young people, God wants to be your best friend. He is the best friend you can have. Proverbs says, He loves at all times. That is an amazing thing. He loves at all times. When you buy the truth, you are buying a relationship, a friendship, with God who loves you at all times. He will never stop loving you. He will never stop being faithful to you. He will never stop being kind to you. He will never stop being patient toward you. He will never stop being good to you. He loves at all times. Now, sometimes people say to themselves, I don't know if God is so good to me. I go through some difficult things. I have some hard times sometimes. That's because people don't always see the value, the importance of hard times. They think hard times are about how they feel. And the hard times don't make them feel good sometimes. And they say, well, if it doesn't make me feel good, it has no value. It's something to get away from. But that's not true. In Romans 5, verses 2 to 5, hard times produce the love of God in you. They develop the character of God in you. They give you experience with God so that you can be extremely confident toward God. Let me give you an example. Several years ago, I knew a man who was a missionary to Norway. He did not have a lot of money. Often missionaries don't have a lot of money. But God takes care of what they need. So they don't always need so much money. Because God provides for them all the things that they need. Now, this man said to his wife, when he looked into the refrigerator and found nothing, "Honey, we have no food." Well, that's a problem. They didn't have any money, they didn't have any food, so they decided they were going to pray and ask God. The next morning, he opened his door to go out, and in front of his door were several large bags of groceries. And somebody put a note in the bag and they said, "God told me to buy you this food." He had nothing. There was no breakfast that morning until he opened the door and there was a lot of food. You see, having a relationship with God has real results. It's not something that is kind of out there in the air. God is a real person. God has a real presence. God has real effects just like any other person has. And you can speak to him and you can know him just like you can know any other person, but you can know him better. The nice thing is that God is kinder. He's much better than most people. I don't know anyone who is as kind as God. I don't know anyone that you can trust as much as God. I don't know anyone who is as believable as God. You can believe everything he tells you because he cannot lie. People, they lie all the time. Do you like this shirt? Oh, it's very nice. And they're thinking, it's terrible. But they say, it's very nice. They're lying. And they say, it's okay because I don't want to hurt your feelings. But you look terrible. I wouldn't put that on my dog. Oh, you look very nice. You see, people will do that. God will not do that. But God is not negative either. God will not tell you, I wouldn't put your shirt on my dog. Instead, God will say, why don't you try this shirt? This shirt might work better for you. And he'll give you the shirt. You see, God is extremely kind, but he'll still tell you the truth. He is the truth. You can always trust him. Buy the truth and never sell it. Do what you need to get the truth and never let it go. And then it also says to buy wisdom. Wisdom is how to correctly use the truth. Knowing what to do, when to do it, how to do it. And then he says buy instruction. Instruction is what you're buying right now. You are trading time to get instruction. And you are getting instruction in the Word of God, which is the truth. And then he says, buy understanding. Understanding is really knowing something through other people's experiences. It can be through your own experience also. But the best kind of understanding is through other people's experiences. Because you don't have to make the mistakes that often people make to get understanding. But that takes humility. But that's okay, because humility is a much better condition than pride. So buy the truth. Do whatever you need to get the Word of God. To develop a relationship with God, with Christ, and never let that go. Sometimes people will say, well, I don't really need the Word of God. I can get along without the Word of God. That only looks like it, but it's not really correct. It's not true. Why do you think that the world is in the situation that is in? Nations go to war because people lack the Word of God. People hurt each other because they lack the Word of God. People make terrible mistakes in their life because they lack the Word of God. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, the Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Now, why can't I lean on my own understanding? Well, let me ask you something. What's going to happen tomorrow? And you might say, well, I'm going to be at school tomorrow. You think you're going to be at school tomorrow. But maybe not. I remember when I was a kid, and this was one of the best days in school in my life. I always dreamt of this happening, and it never happens, but it did. It did happen. When I was a kid, I was in seventh grade, and I was expecting to go to school in the morning, and we would always turn on the news in the morning to know, you know, if it's going to be cold or what. And on the news, My school burned down. I was so excited. You see, I thought I was going to go to school, but it burned down. I had a day off. I had a few days off. It was amazing. You see, you think you know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. God knows what's going to happen tomorrow because God sees tomorrow right now. What is happening 1 mile from your house or 1 kilometer if you're listening in Europe from your house or elsewhere? What's happening right now? I don't know. But God knows exactly what is happening. He knows what is happening in your heart, in your mind. What is your neighbor thinking? I don't know. God knows exactly what your neighbor is thinking. And so you don't lean on your own understanding because there's a lot we don't know. We can't know. We're human beings. But God is not a human being. God is God and He knows absolutely everything. So trust Him. He cannot lie. He cannot be unfaithful to you. He cannot tell you things that would hurt you. He cannot stop loving you. So trust Him. Trust Him with all your heart. The heart is your frame of reference. It's not about your physical heart. It's your frame of reference. It's the way that you think. And so trust Him with all your heart. Now, in Psalm 91:4, people often get in some very difficult circumstances, and this is normal. God will bring us into difficult circumstances sometimes. And that's a part of His plan. It's not to hurt you, it's to give you something you cannot get in any other way. Or sometimes there's difficult people who are going to be present. And some of those people may try to hurt you. Some of them don't. But once in a while you get somebody who's nasty, who's cruel. The thing is, you never have to be afraid of that. Because in Psalm 91:4, His truth is your shield. His truth protects you. Now, the word shield, it's a very large shield, like old-time soldiers used to have these shields. Except this isn't just any shield. This is a very large shield. It can cover the whole body, and it's made to cover two soldiers at the same time. Rome used to use these. So if they would go to war and let's say one soldier lost his shield or maybe one soldier was wounded, another soldier could put his shield over him and himself at the same time and protect both people. It gives you complete covering and complete protection. But also, there's a same word that talks about something different. The same word means two things here. Yes, it's a complete shield, but then also it means a weapon that is used for precision surgical strikes against an enemy. Imagine that you have a very strong, sharp, effective knife, and you are in a fight as a soldier. That can become a very useful weapon. And that's the idea here. So not only can it protect you, it can also be aggressive against the things that are not of God, the things that come against you. And I'm not saying that we're out to hurt people. We're not out to hurt people. But that's how we deal with circumstances. We can identify what is God and what is not God. What is good for us, what is not good for us. We can identify which way we should go, what decisions we should make, and that's really the picture we're getting here. And then it also said that the Word of God is a buckler. A buckler is a different type of shield. Old-time soldiers used to use bucklers. It was one of those round shields, usually they're round, and you put it on your arm. And it covers just your chest. And so often you would have a sword in one hand and a buckler in the other hand. And if somebody went at you with their sword, you would block it with the buckler. And it's a type of shield. You see, this is the kind of thing that the Word of God does. It gives us complete protection, and it gives us a complete solution for every problem. In Psalm 119:105, the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. There's many times when I don't know the right decision. There's many times when I'll have a choice to make and all the choices seem equally good, or in some cases they may seem equally bad. And I don't know what to do. The Word of God will give me those answers. I turn to the Word of God, I turn to the promises of God. And all of a sudden, I can see the real quality of what's going on. I can start to understand what is behind things in reality. Like, what does it mean when this situation takes place? And though the two things look the same, they may actually be different, and I can now start to understand that through the Word of God. The Word of God teaches you how to think, because it is the mind of Christ. When God offers us His Word, He's offering us all of His thoughts. Can you imagine thinking like God? Well, it's possible. That's what the Bible is all about. He gave it to us so that we could have His thoughts. That's why in John 8:32, the Word of God can make you free. A lot of people have a lot of things that cause them to be in some kind of unhappy condition. Well, the Word of God frees you from that. You need the Word of God. You cannot lean on your own understanding. In Isaiah 55:8, God says that His thoughts are far above our thoughts. And His ways are far above our ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are His thoughts higher than our thoughts, and His ways higher than our ways. The Word of God is the only way that we can actually see reality and understand it and be able to live in it. Now, a lot of people live in the world all the time without the Word of God. That's true. But all they get is what they can produce. We get what God produces. And that's impressive. Now, I don't particularly like to focus too much on sensational things. A lot of people like sensational things. I'm not a fan of sensational things. They can distract you from the mind of Christ. But you can see some pretty sensational things also. Several years ago, there was a young girl in the hospital. She had an infection in her lungs. And there was blood coming into her lungs. She was drowning in her own blood. And doctors had her on a breathing machine. But they said this condition cannot be survived. She will absolutely die. The only question is when. But the doctors said there is no way for her to survive. Because the infection she had was a killer infection. And if you have blood filling your lungs, you cannot survive. and her lungs were completely full. Every hour or two, nurses would have to take the blood out of her lungs so she could get some air. And I was teaching a class in a Bible college. The girl's parents were told, you'll have to decide when she has to go off the machines that are keeping her alive. And they had decided that they would take her off the next morning. This was a Tuesday. She was going off the machines Wednesday morning. And so we prayed for this girl. Toward the end of class, we got a text message. And it said, Sage is off of life support. She's breathing on her own. Her lungs are completely fine. There is no infection. That doesn't happen. But you see, this is what the Word of God does. This is what the mind of Christ does. This is what prayer does. Prayer has real effect. The Word of God has real effect. It's not just an idea. It's no more just an idea than driving a car is just an idea. No, it is a real effect, a real force, a real power, a real thing that we can use in our real lives. And we need to use it. Because God gave it to us so that we could have joy, so that we can be taken care of, so that our needs are met. Everything in our lives can be taken care of by the Word of God. In Proverbs 3 and verse 3, do not let mercy and truth forsake you. Don't let them get away from you. Bind them about your neck. Neck speaks of your volition, your choices. The volition is your ability to choose. Make mercy and truth control your choices. That's what it's saying. And put them on the tablets of your heart. In other words, have mercy and truth, the Word of God, be in your frame of reference. Be the way that you see things. Be the way that you think. Always let it be mercy and truth. By the way, mercy is never separated from truth, and truth is never separated from mercy. If somebody tells you something is truth, but there is no mercy in it, it's not truth. It may be a fact, but it's not truth. People often think facts and truth are the same thing. They're not. God's word is truth. Circumstances may be facts. But God's word is truth. What God has to say about circumstances, that's truth. What God does with circumstances, that's truth. What we want is mercy and truth. This is why we do everything to get the truth by the truth, and we never let it go. The word of God, truth, is the most important thing you will ever have. Do not ever give it up. Do not ever let it get away from you. There's nothing as important in your life as the Word of God. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.